People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
The field of affordable housing involves developers and builders, property managers, and service providers. But when you think about it, no one category of professionals is any more important than those who provide the funding. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and today's guest on the Affordable Housing Podcast is Tim Silva, Senior Vice President and Regional Director of Community Development for Wells Fargo Bank. Tim is no stranger to Eden Housing. He serves as a member of Eden's Board of Directors. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Joanne. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Tell us what community development means in banking and what your department at Wells Fargo does.
Sure. Community development really means making the communities a better place for everyone, working on areas to improve our communities for community members. Community members are our customers, and we need viable communities to have a successful business. So it means reaching out to nonprofit organizations, making sure that they have loans if that's necessary, if they have needs for funding for contributions of programs that they're providing, and working with our elected officials who are the leaders and constituents for the community.
So what are some of the programs that your department, Community Development, at Wells Fargo is engaged in?
Well, one really important program is called our Hands-on Banking or Financial Literacy Program. That program is divided into four different age groups, starting with our fourth graders to the most sophisticated information one would want to know about their financial well-being. And we take that program and will train anybody that's interested in learning more about their financial well-being. That's in English and in Spanish, and it's a CD that we use through the computer or printouts. We do that program in schools and nonprofit organizations, pretty much anywhere in our community, to help our community at large understand their financial well-being better than they do when they start the program.
Given that everybody's financial well-being isn't quite as well as it used to be, this must be challenging right now.
Well, actually, we've been doing this program. It's been really a part of our culture for many years, and we are on our fourth revision of the program to keep up with the changing financial environment. But I will say that we get the door open to come in to organizations to provide this kind of training much easier today, because everyone is much more sensitive to the fact that they need to know how they are doing and where they're going in the future with their financial matters.
Affordable housing is also a component of community development, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So what exactly do you do in that area?
We help organizations like Eden Housing exist in order to provide affordable housing. Organizations like Eden Housing and the cities and the communities need financial backing. So Wells Fargo provides money to make the affordable housing units available to the community. And we also provide funds from our foundation to give money to programs within the organization as well.
Did the merger with Wachovia have any particular impact on Wells Fargo's community development activities?
Locally, no. Wachovia was already an existing business here in the Bay Area, and we have community outreach in the same manner at Wells Fargo. So we really just increased the few number of folks that were doing community development at Wachovia into the Wells Fargo fold. Throughout the United States, Wells Fargo has increased the number of states that it had business in from 23 to 39. So now we are in 39 states throughout the United States. So yes, in fact, it has had a bigger impact on community development, because now the Wells Fargo force has doubled in additional states throughout the United States.
That's great. Now, of course, foreclosure relief is a big topic these days. What role, Tim, do banks play in helping people who potentially face foreclosure?
Well, specifically, the role Wells Fargo has played is to reach out to our own customers who might be having difficulty. So this issue of foreclosure and the economics of things has been going on for some time. And early on, Wells Fargo was very proactive at meeting with community groups to find our own customers, give them the opportunity to meet with us, to talk with our counselors, to see what could be done about the situation that they were in. And in fact, we have been very aggressive at outreaching and not waiting for our own customers to come forward to talk to us. We have done a number of outreaches throughout the local communities here in the East Bay. In fact, some of the stats are quite positive today. 93 of every 100 of our customers are current in their home mortgage. Specifically, those customers that were having concerns and facing foreclosure, 94% of our customers, we have talked to 94% of our customers that are two or more payments past due. We have in this last year provided 706 solutions to avoid foreclosures for customers, actually in the last 18 months. And that's roughly about 22% of the reported solutions in the United States, because Wells Fargo is such a large mortgage lender in the country. And currently 7 out of 10 of the loan modifications that were done for a foreclosure or pending foreclosure customers are current 1 year later following that intervention that Wells Fargo provided to the customer.
That's pretty impressive. Is that atypical, do you think, for other large banks?
You know, I don't know what the overall stats are for other institutions. I know we have been very aggressive, and community development has played a role in that since the inception of really the impending concerns with the economy and the home mortgage issues going. We have actually doubled the number of resources that we have put to this effort in our company and continue to retool and make sure that there aren't clients and customers in our communities that are suffering and don't know where to go.
Tim, are you optimistic that as we move through and hopefully out the other end of this housing crisis, that there will be increased opportunities for affordable housing development?
As I meet with leaders in the community and city officials, clearly there is a better understanding of what affordable housing is today, how affordable housing can add value to the overall community. And I think that there is still a large capacity in the communities that I have the viewpoint of here in the East Bay to provide more affordable housing. So, yes, I think that we will continue to see an increase in properties within our communities and an increase in the housing needs around affordability.
So given our current economy, the need for low-income housing, of course, is only going to grow. How do you envision private companies like Wells Fargo partnering with nonprofits and also government agencies in the future to meet the growing need?
Well, I think we continue what we do. Often I look at Wells Fargo as a pace setter amongst our peers. We have for years, we have an incredibly long-term relationship with Eden Housing, both in our lending to Eden Housing to provide the housing and the units that they have, as well as money from our foundation to help with programming within Eden Housing. Our human capital, which means our team members giving back of their time. When we serve on a board, as I'm serving on Eden and others serve on other boards, we give of our time and our expertise. We are pace setters, and I see us continuing to provide the kind of things that we provided, specifically Eden Housing, in the past, and we're very proactive and open-minded about what else is needed in the future.
Tim Silva, Senior Vice President and Regional Director of Community Development for Wells Fargo Bank. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Joanne, thanks for having me.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.